Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us. It's Psychic Talk Radio. I'm Dax Carlisle, and joining me, of course, the fabulous Mary Brown. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Dax. Hey, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday.
It's Psychic Saturday again. We get to hang out and have a good time and visit with all
yes. You.
Yeah, we're a live call-in show, too, folks. You can give us a call, 714-816-4628. I see some people joining us in the chat room. Charlotte's in there, and Sharona. Sharona's going to be on tomorrow, Angelic Realms Radio.
Awesome. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. And remember, when you call in, to press the number 1 on your keypad. Blog Talk's been kind of strange lately. Normally they cue you, so you call in and they'll say, if you want to speak to the host, press the number 1 on your dial pad, you know, and they haven't been saying it lately. So we got to remind everybody, when you call in at 714-816-4628, press the number 1 so we can chat with you. And it's open lines all show long, folks. So anything you want to talk about, anything psychically related or big questions about the universe, right, Mary? Or questions about different modalities, you know, tarot and numerology and psychic development.
Yes. Ask us anything and we will give you our answer for it.
Yeah.
Any questions? Why are we here? What's it all about?
Or we could do a fast Google search always, right?
Yeah, you know, there's always that, too, if you were unable to
Google, what is the meaning of life, you know? Oh,
right.
Wow.
I actually want to do that now,
in,
right?
Yeah, do that. Do that right now while we're getting ready to bring people on. You could also call in for a mini reading, too. So give us a call, 714-816-4628. Write that number down because it's good for all of our shows. Or nowadays, you put it in your pad or your Galaxy Note or your iPhone. 714-816-4628. We would love to chat with you today. And we've got a topic.
Yes,
this
we
is
do.
Such an you know, this is such an interesting topic that when on yesterday's show, and it was Stephanie and Sue with me, you know, and I was announcing today's show, you know, we actually said a few things about coming out of the psychic closet because it's just, a topic that everybody's interested in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we all have our, those of us who have come out of the closet or never went in or, you know, wherever we are on the spectrum of that, I think we all have interesting stories to tell about that.
That's right. Yeah. I have like 1 or 2 things that's interesting related to that, you know, but let's look at the numerology of the day. So it's 12/15/2018. The 15th, so 1 + 5 = 6. That's hearth and home, balance and harmony. It's the number of the nurturer and growth. And then 2, when you reduce the entire date, you get 20, and 2 + 0 = 2. So it's a 2 date. And 2 is a very, very similar number to 6. You know, relationships, and it's that, you know, harmony in your life, home, relationships, balance, things like that. It's your intuition, psychic ability, all that kind of thing. I know you you said you had a card of the day, Mary?
I did. Yes, I do. And it's so funny because it's not, like, I didn't pull this card for today, actually. Like,
oh, wow.
What I do, and it's a weird, quirky thing I do that, I don't know, maybe other people do this. I don't know. It may seem, you know, weird. But what I usually do before I, you know, I choose which decks. You know, I have a lot of decks. I love collecting decks. And I always choose, like, which decks I'm going to work with, whether it's, you know, doing a private reading for somebody or doing readings on a phone line or readings for the show. And, you know, so I have, you know, different Oracle decks I work with. And then I was like, okay, I always have a tarot deck out, too. I'm like, which tarot deck am I going to choose? And I went through and I asked the cards. Right? You know, I do like a 5-card reading, you know, like, you know, asking the cards, like, are you going to work with me? Can I rely on you? Things like that. Right. And every deck, it was like 4 decks in a row, the same card kept coming up, you know? So this isn't, you know, it's not even like when you pull a card and then you shuffle it back in the deck and then you pull the same card again, because that happens. This is like the same card coming out of 4 different decks each that were all shuffled. So I don't know what the randomness of factor of that would be, but it seems pretty highly unlikely that that would happen, right? And then, you know, with the 5th deck that I tried, I acknowledged the card, and I said, okay, look, I'm going to talk about that particular card on the show today. I'm just looking for a deck to work with me. And that card, it was brilliant. Like, all the cards that came out were like, yay, perfect, you know? You know, the High Priestess came up, the Hierophant, it's like, trust me, you know? all these great cards. And the card that kept coming up was the 5 of Swords. Can you imagine? And the thing about it is that, you know, it hit me that, wow, what a card to talk about on this show today when we're talking about coming out of the psychic closet. The 5 of Swords to me, like, I think it's, you know, represents the energy at play for a lot of people with the topic. Because, you know, the 5 of Swords to me, you know, 5s a lot of times are about conflict. The 5 in particular, to me, has to do with boundaries, you know, stepping out of our comfort zone, you know, and that idea of, like, you know, disagreements, like, where, you know, not everybody's got the same point of view. And I think when we step out of the psychic closet, a lot of times that's what we're worried about. We're worried about, like, am I saying too much? Am I going to be accepted? You know, am I going to be able to, you know, declare, you know, myself and my beliefs and how I feel and be myself, and are people going to walk away from me because of that, you know? So all of those things, it's really interesting. And to me also, you know, the one thing that came up as the advice with that card for today's show is that, you know, let the opinions of other people expand your perspective, expand your consciousness, but don't let it fragment it, you know. Don't let it feel like, you know, it's so important what other people think that it takes away from who you are and what's important to you. So that's just something I felt like I felt like the tarot wanted me to bring this out.
Because
it kept showing that card. Isn't that funny?
It's so perfect, yeah. Yeah, and that's how the universe works, you know. And
I
think
the tarot works, too.
Right. I mean, one of the aspects of coming out of the psychic closet is you get more in alignment with your true calling and your true self. And that makes things happen even, you know, more successful for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, being in the psychic closet's actually, you know, I think that holds people back.
Yeah, I think it depends. I think it's like a lot of other things. It's like, you know, what do we keep to ourselves and what do we give away? And what's important to us? You know, it wasn't easy for me in some ways, because depending on, I think I came out, like, you know, to like my inner circle, you know, and people
yeah.
close to me and that knew me and stuff. And there's people that have known me my whole life and have, you know, notice my weirdness, so to speak. But, you know, even calling it my weirdness, I'm still kind of acknowledging, like, okay, you know, this isn't like every day for most people, you know, for maybe the majority of people. Or it's like me embracing the things that other people aren't sure what to think of. You know, people aren't sure when they have a psychic experience, when they, you know, even on the most basic level of, like, you have a hunch about something and it turns out to be true, you know, they don't know what to make of it. And then there's people like us who, you know, we follow those threads, you know, we kind of weave the tapestry there, you know, we're not afraid to, of those things that happened that seem somewhat out of the norm, you know. But when, you know, honestly, when I was working in Hollywood as a journalist, it wasn't like I was announcing it to everybody. Now, I had a few close friends that I did, but look, I knew I was, you know, it's a hard crowd, you know, in the media. You know, they're skeptical by nature. You know, they're asking questions. It's ideally, you know, people that want to, you know, get to, like, the whatever the truth may be of things. And, you know, or when we're dealing with, you know, like when I went through my medical treatments after the accident that I was in a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
I was having a lot of psychic experience during that recovery phase, and a lot of it connected, you know, directly with the healing that my body was going through. And it was, I danced around it a little bit. I was a little uncomfortable, but, you know, there were things I had to discuss with that, with my doctor, with my physical therapist, with my chiropractor. And, you know, I always prefaced it with, like,
wow.
Okay, this might be a little weird, but this is exactly what
happened.
This might
be a little
weird. Yeah. You know, and really the thing that was so great about that was I didn't, you know, who knows what they really thought, that I didn't feel any judgment from them. And it was really about, like, okay, there were actual, like, physical, you know, signs on my body. You know, I had this huge bruise, you know, that didn't hurt or anything, but came out of nowhere, seemingly, after an angelic healing. And, you know, it was a spontaneous thing, but it solved a sacral shear problem I was having in my back that they had worked months on. So when, after months of treating somebody,
wow.
they walk in and it's like, I'm all better now, you know. Like, how did that happen? What did you do? Well, this is what I did. And this is who I think helped me. And now I have this giant bruise. And it was great because it was like, can you give me a medical reason for this? Can you explain it to me? Give me another reason. Because I think part of it also is being open. You know, I am not so rigid, you know, about my psychic experiences, that I don't even want to hear that there might be any other explanation to consider. You know, I want to hear, you know, I want to test it out. I want to explore it. And I want to know, like, okay, is there something else that could have caused this? You know, based on everything that I told you of the experience, is there something just, you know, normal medical thing that maybe happened that I'm I don't have that knowledge that deep of medicine so that you do. So, you know, and ultimately I was just glad I was better, you know, more than anything else.
Of course.
But, you know, sometimes that's the only time that I felt like coming out was a necessity, you know? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think otherwise it's a choice, right?
Right, and there's different levels, I think, because, I mean, coming out of the psychic closet doesn't necessarily mean, you know, coming out to everybody, but it could be, you know, for 2019, finally taking that leap of faith and hanging out your shingle and starting to do professional readings, or maybe just starting to work with your psychic gifts and abilities at all.
Mm.
You know, just getting started, yeah. And, you know, I still, to this day, I don't, you know, transmit it out there to everybody. And anybody that's been listening to the show for a long time knows that I go to a lot of the veteran service organizations and, you know, hang out at the American Legion, you know, and I'm not running around with my tarot cards necessarily, you know, with everybody.
Right.
It's a tough crowd. Another skeptical crowd, generally a lot of, you know, older. And, you know, but sometimes the universe just rewards you when you do come out. So here's one of my stories. So I'm sitting at the Disabled American Veterans Post and talking, and somebody across from me, I think it was Sharon. Sharon's like, you know, I want to book a reading with you to do a tarot reading, you know. And you don't expect that to come out of someone's mouth sitting there while you're sitting there, you know. I mean, I didn't even know that
right.
she knew that I did
wow.
readings. I mean, maybe Doug told her or something like that, right? And I said, sure, you know, and I just went with it. And I said, sure, you know, when do you want to get together? And so there's a guy sitting right next to me. He's got to be like, I don't know, 85, 90, 95 years old, right? And after Sharon and I get done talking, he turns to me and he goes, I didn't know you did that. And you get that sinking feeling in the chest. But I just went with it and said, oh, but I just went, oh, yeah, I've been doing this for like 30 years, 35 years. And he said, you know, my wife was a big time professional psychic for 45 years and I did tarot.
Wow.
I mean, the last thing you would expect to come out of this, I mean, I've known this guy for years now, you know, the crotchety old veteran dude, you know, sitting there, you know, drinking his beer kind of thing, you know, and he's like, oh, yeah, I actually had to stop doing tarot because I was taking all of my wife's clients away from her. They wanted to do readings with me.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, look, you know, we do talk about, you know, I mean, you know, tarot's been around since, you know, for centuries, you know, but it's kind of funny because it's been so attached to, like, the New Age, you know, and it feels like it's something that, in a lot of ways, it's like forever young, you know, isn't that
funny?
Well,
yeah, also think about the resurgence of tarot in the 1960s because of the, you know, the hippie movement and free thought and free love and free everything. And, you know, I mean, these folks were young in their teens, 20s, and 30s in the 60s.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a
so
good point.
They're more predisposed to be either open to it or have actually picked up a tarot deck themselves. You know, I mean, there's the people that where it's generational, but for most folks, it's not generational. You know,
yeah.
I had nobody in my background that I know of that read cards or did anything psychic, you know, but I was drawn to pick up the cards myself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all righty. What do you say we take a phone call, see who's
Let's
out
do
there,
it.
And we can continue talking about this topic, or, you know, maybe you want to call in and say, yeah, I just came out of the psychic closet, you know.
Yeah.
We'll facilitate your coming out, folks. 714-816-7798. 4628. You know, you can join us in the chat room too, and that's psychictalk.net/live. I'm in the chat room. Mary's in there. Charlotte, Sharona, Mysterious Newbie, or something like that. They give you these cute names in the chat room if you don't put in your name. But you can put in your name or a pseudonym as well. psychictalk.net/live. And it's 714-816-4628. And the caller that's been waiting the longest is area code 347. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thanks for holding on all that time. I hope you've been enjoying the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Tamika, and I'm calling from New York.
From New York,
I've been
okay.
enjoying the show.
Awesome. What do you want to chat about?
I have a psychic question. I wanted to ask you guys what you guys pick up between me and someone named Frank. He is someone that I was seeing. I don't know if we're still seeing each other, and I just wanted to know what you pick up about him. I don't know much about him, how he feels about me, if there's a future there, if he's seeing other women. I'm just really curious, like, to ask someone about it.
Okay, just kind of what the energies are
yeah.
around this going on
between
the
It's more commonly
two.
Asked than you think, Tanika. Oh, yes. And I don't know, Mary. I'm not getting anything about anybody else. You know, usually the Three of Swords and some of those cards show up, you know, when it's a love triangle kind of thing, you know. I actually got the Sun card. Smack dab in the center. You know, I mean, you can't get a better card than that. You know, it's like fulfillment, accomplishment, success, love, joy, a good relationship. And next to it's the Two of Swords, which, no, I'm sorry, that's the... God, I'm blind today. That's the Six of Swords. You know, moving slowly towards the goal, you know, it's not happening fast, but, you know, you're moving in that direction. And the outcome card is the Ace of Swords, you know. I mean, of course, we all want the Ace of Cups to show up or the Two of Cups, right, Mary? But any Ace
oh, yeah.
is good. Any Ace is good, though. You know, beginnings of victory. The seeds of an idea, and it's one sword. So, it, you know, I always point that out when it's an ace, you know, that it's one. That implies focus, and focus is everything. What are you getting, Mary?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I get that this is, you know, you said it's, you know, we don't really know where things are at, you know, in the relationship, but I feel like this is something that is going to be evolving. I actually get the Three Cups overlooking everything else, and I don't get any people cards, you know, indicating like other women, but to me the Three Cups is saying like right now, you know, it's like it's fun, you know, we're just kind of figuring it out. It doesn't feel like it's too heavy, too serious at the moment, but you know, the outcome card I got is really good. It's a Ten of Cups, you know, which is kind of what we want. And I feel
oh, yeah.
that, you know, it's a process. It's a process to get there. And I don't think that it's necessarily going to be, you know, completely without, you know, uncertainty. You know, he comes up for me, and I look at this as kind of representing him as the Knight of Wands. Right. And I feel like that's kind of where he is right now. We go from the Knight of Wands through the Hermit card, then we get to the Ten of Cups. So what that says to me is like right now he's having fun. He likes you. He's enjoying your company. But I think he's going to, you know, take some time to kind of figure out really what he wants with this relationship before you feel that this is really a, you know, like a committed thing. You know, I feel like we have a good potential to get there, but I don't think we're there right now. So I would say, like, you know, play it by ear, you know. Just, you know, live in the moment with this. Enjoy what it is right now and let it evolve.
It's hard because it's
yeah.
like he hardly talks to me. He tells me all he can offer me is a sexual relationship, and that's it. no real relationship. We have never gone out to the movies, never gone on a date or anything. He is really good friends with this woman who's married and has kids. He goes to bake cookies with her kids. He babysits her kids. I don't know what that relationship is all about. Like, he says they're just friends. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, hard for me. He doesn't let me into his life. He doesn't want to, like,
yeah,
consider me even.
Yeah. Mary, it sounds like you're dead on. You're dead on,
yeah,
Mary.
Yeah,
that's
that night
of
wands.
That's where Tanika is right now. And, you know, it's interesting,
yeah,
though, because there's I'm seeing light at the end of the tunnel, because if you look at the 5-card spread that I did, it, you know, I didn't mention some of the beginning cards because it was just talking about the current situation, but it's like a flow. So let me just tell you, it starts out with the 7 of Pentacles. So that's persistence and but a pause in the action, a review, you know, an assessment, so to speak, and that's kind of what you're doing. And then right next to it's the Moon card. So the way it is right now, everything is kind of in shadow. You know, everything is not clear about what's going on. But then the Sun card shows up, which, you know, shines the light on everything. And then the very next card, you're making progress, even though it's slow progress, towards the very last card, which is the Ace of Swords. You know, and that's a success card too. You got the laurel leaves there and the crown at the top of the sword. You know, it's indicative of victory and success, you know. So it's just, this is where you're at now, and you just have to slowly progress. But it does look, at least in what I'm getting, that you do end up progressing in this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I think
yeah,
a lot of it has to do with you and your own attitude, right, Mary?
Well, I think that too. And then also, look, you know, if it, the one thing you said that stuck out to me, like, if he says it's all about sex or whatever right now, I mean, it's not like you don't have a voice in this, of whether it's going to be
right
about that or not, right? So mm-hmm, it's something to, you know,
yes,
never underestimate, you know, the role that you play in the development of this as well. And I think that, you know, seeing him go from that, you know, kind of playboy energy, right, of the Knight of Wands and the Three of Cups and, the, you know, he likes you, we're having fun, it's enjoyable. I think that there's something that makes him turn inward with that and get into that hermit energy where he's got to get a bit introspective. So, you know, like I said, live this out, see how it turns out. Dax getting the Sun card in the end and me getting the Ten of Cups in the end, on a very just basic level, that's saying, like, you're going to be happy with the outcome no matter what happens. Okay.
Sure.
So I feel like, but, you know, we got those cards, you know, asking about the energies around this relationship. And, you know, both of those signal, like, a good outcome with this. But, you know, it's
mm-hmm,
a journey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Well, I hope
like
that helps
I,
you out, Tanika.
It does.
We
got
to move on
to
another call. But,
okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling
in,
though. Yeah.
Thank you.
And one thing I wanted to mention, Mary, is that, you know, it kept coming back to it. It is what it is, right? And it's not like both of them are not getting something out of the relationship, right?
Yeah.
Even how it is now, you know, Tanika wants it to progress forward to something else, but it's not like, you know, and remember you said, didn't you get like the Three of Cups, I think?
Three of Cups? Exactly.
Yeah, so
it's fun.
So that's, you know, that's fun. Enjoy yourself. You know, don't
yeah,
make it out more than it is till when it's not ready. It's not at that point yet, you know. And just go with it for now.
Absolutely. You know,
yeah,
because, you know, we can't live in the future. We have to be in the moment. We have to be in the present.
You know, but then she has all the power too, because, you know, if it does
absolutely
drag out and it's not what she wants and it never starts getting there, you know, she can move on, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it takes two to tango, and so, you know, both people have a voice.
Exactly. And that's the thing, you know, any, you know, because you're right, this kind of question comes up all the time. And you know, a lot of times when it's a thing where, you know, the person I'm reading for feels like, you know, well, all the other person, the person they're in the relationship with cares about is sex, just like stop putting out then. If that's what you're worried about, you know, I mean, there's a way to change that real quick, you know. But, you know, on the other hand, it's like not what, you know, one person can't make a relationship all about sex. It would really take two people to do that. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, of course. Of course, you know, and it's hard sometimes when you do want it to progress to something else and you're in this phase and you're thinking to yourself, you know, you want it to progress and then you don't allow yourself to enjoy what it is for what it is at that point, you know.
Exactly.
And but it, again, it's
Exactly.
all our attitude. I brought that up. I said, you know, it has a lot to do with what Tanika's attitude is about it, and
Yeah.
you know, where your focus is. That's another aspect of that, the Ace of Swords that I got is, you know, where's your focus? Is it scattered? You know, are you focused on the, you know, there's
Yeah.
a lot going on. There's a lot to it. Yeah. So we're going to go to another phone call, 714-816-4628. Real quick, though, it is the bottom of the hour already. Time
Wow.
flying by here. Yeah, I want to invite everybody to go over to psychictalk.net/upcoming and check out all of our upcoming shows. Tomorrow is Angelic Realms, and they're on twice a month. And I believe is Sharona still? Yes, Sharona is still in the chat room. Hi, Sharona. She's listening to us. Sharona is going to be on the show. I heard earlier today that host Maria G. Moss, she's a little under the weather, folks. So she's not going to be making the show tomorrow. But Sharona has a guest, Elizabeth Tomalin, sound energy healer. Sounds really fascinating. I'll probably join Sharona on the show if that's okay with her, and you know, kind of fill in for Maria. I'm usually there on the Angelic Realm shows the first Sunday of the month. First Sunday of the month when we do open lines. But the second show is usually a interview, so I leave that to Sharona and Maria. But it looks like I'll be doing double duty this month, Mary.
Wow.
But
Well,
it's
that's but what a cool show. I love sound healing. It is such a fascinating area and so much fun to work with. That yeah, I think you'll love it.
And then Monday, December 17th, Compassionate Light and Healing with Catherine Hahn. She's continuing her special series of shows on the archangels, and she's got an archangel channel and spiritual teacher on as her special guest, Christina Orochi. So that sounds really fascinating. This coming Monday,
Yeah.
I'll be back on Wednesday with Angela Johnson from the UK and my other co-host, Dr. Rose Wilkerson from Berkeley, California. And Angela's been having some trouble with her Skype, and so we're hoping that she makes it back because we rescheduled this topic, and I really want to do this topic. It's healing modalities in the aura, an experiment. So this is an experiment that, and we kind of need Angela to be there because Angela was, it's her topic, and she was the one in the experiment. So she participated in an experiment in the UK where they looked at the aura with aura photography. And we haven't discussed it a lot, so I'm not sure if it was still images or video, but they use the aura camera while doing different healing modalities. So that sounds really
Cool.
fascinating to me. Yeah. And of course, on all these shows, you can call in. I'll be back with Sue Schumacher. Our producer and host, her show, Soul Sisters, on Thursdays is on hiatus till January. But she's joining me on our new Friday show with Stephanie Mayo. And Stephanie is fabulous. Let me tell you, the phones were lit up like a Christmas tree yesterday. She is really
Whoa.
spot on with her readings. You know, yeah, it's fantastic. I hope a lot of you will tune in next Friday and call into the show. And then, of course, we'll be back next Saturday. And we've got some great shows coming up. It's the end of the year already. Not only the end of the month, it's the end of the year. So December 22nd, you know, we're going to talk
crazy.
About 2019. Yeah. 2019, it's coming up, folks. And numerologically, you know, 2 plus 0 is 2, plus 1 is 3, plus 9 is 12, 1 plus 2 is 3. So it's a world year of 3. We're going from a world year of 2 to a world year of 3. So we're going to talk all about that next Saturday. And then we got some, you know, just great shows lined up. So it'll be interesting next Saturday because everybody's last minute Christmas shopping and getting ready. You know, I mean, are we going to get a lot of people calling into the show? It's going to be interesting to see what happens on December 22nd. And then December 29th, when we're here on that Saturday, it's right before New Year's. We're going to be doing personal year numbers for 2019 on that show. So that's going to be really exciting. You know, not only does the entire world go through a cycle of 9, which is what we're talking about next week, how we're moving into a different number and different energy, but everybody has their own personal year cycles. And so we'll be telling you how to calculate your own personal year number for 2019 and how the energy is shifting from this year to next year. And then we're going to be into next year. And the first show on the first Saturday, January 5th, is your show, Mary, Mystical Woo-hoo. Musings. You're doing Crystal Divas. What's that going to be about?
Well, it's going to be about, and this is funny because people are like, what? You know, Crystal Divas are going to be me talking about the spirit of stones. I guess you could equate it in a sense, in a way, it's sort of like a kind of angelic energy. It's the oversoul connected to every crystal that we work with. What is the crystal deva associated with amethyst? What's that energy like? What does it mean? What are we doing when we're working with crystals? Is it just us and a rock, an inanimate object, we think? Are there really any inanimate objects? I would posture mm-hmm. that question out there. But yeah, we're going to be talking about that and the energy and how it can come through and how it can, you know, kind of affect our own energy when we work with these stones. And also gives us a way, it's a pathway to me of communicating and getting messages through the stones, just similar to how we do when we work with angelic messages.
Yeah, you know, I was getting that wrong, the deva instead of the diva. You know, I was saying diva instead of deva. It's so funny.
Well,
because
stones act like divas.
Yeah, because that's what I was going to ask you about. You know, what's the show about? You know, is it which crystals are most like Cher or, you know, I mean, Madonna or something? You know, anyway, I had to look it up. Deva, a member of a class of divine beings in the Vedic period. Interesting.
Yeah, you know, it is really, really interesting. And, you know, the thing is, yeah, there's the energies are different. Just like the energies that we pick up with stones, you know, why does, you know, working with amethyst feel so different from, say, working with seraphinite? You know, what causes that difference, you know? And the Davic energy, I think, is a big part of that equation.
Interesting. Wow. Wow. So that's coming up January 5th, Mystical Musings.
Yeah.
And then our first Psychic Saturday. Yeah, me too. Our first Psychic Saturday of 2019 is on January 12th. And we're going to do a New Year's special and do New Year's readings, plus your personal year numbers again as well, and more. Have some surprises for you. So that's everything coming up. Go over to psychictalk.net/upcoming this. You know, see all the upcoming shows the next few days. We've got some great shows. Okay, so we're going to go back to the phone lines here. Area code 312 has been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Cena. I'm calling from Illinois.
Can you say your name
Hi.
Again? I didn't catch it.
Tina.
Oh, Tina.
Tina,
okay.
Tina.
Tina, Tina, Tina. She's a crystal diva, too. What do you want to chat about, Tina?
I wanted to see what you changes to see in my career.
Changes?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to let you go first, Mary.
All right. Well, I am going to treat you all to listening to some shuffling here while I tune into that. You know, so you want to know what do we see around your career, any changes coming up, that kind of stuff, right?
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Tina. I'll tell you, it's going to get better. Okay? It's going to get better. I 5-card spread decks, and 4 out of 5 cards are swords cards, right?
Ooh.
To me is a little bit unusual. But what I love is the outcome card is the 6 of Swords, which is like my favorite of the swords. It's like, it's going to get better. What has been difficult, what has been a struggle, a letdown, any conflicts that you've had where you've tried to kind of, you know, push past limitations, I feel like, you know, things are going to start going smoother in 2019 with this. Now, the judgment card is overlooking everything else. Is there like a big decision kind of hanging in the balance when it comes to your career? Sometimes, you know, judgment is saying like, okay, you know, now it's time to make a decisive move. The 5 of Swords is right at the center. That was the card I picked for the show today. It's so funny that it actually came up in a reading. So, and, you know, again, I don't know if you heard the first part of the show where I talked about the 5 of Swords, but look, you know, fives are about conflict sometimes. And it's where we get kind of, you know, we rub up against our boundaries and other people's boundaries. Sometimes we have to, you know, decide like, okay, you know, what's worth it to me? And I have one of my least favorite swords cards is the 10 of Swords. It comes up in a past position. Now, that can be a card of limitations, but it can also, like, sometimes we can feel like we've literally been stabbed in the back, you know. So all of that energy is what we're moving away from. And we're moving into things going a bit smoother. And in this particular, you know, I'm actually using the Unicorn Tarot. It's kind of one of my favorite. It's a classic. And in this, you know, the guy is, you know, he's in the boat. He's leaving the sort of rough waters. All of a sudden, it's like smooth sailing. And, you know, he's headed towards the higher ground. And there's a unicorn waiting for him there. So you've got, you know, unicorns ahead, you know, and it's a good thing. Yeah, but, you know, that 6 of Swords is like when it's like saying like the worst is over, the rough seas are leaving that behind, and now things can go much smoother for us. You know, one other thing that I wanted to do to just kind of feel like I should pull an angelic chakra card for you to see what this is about. And so the advice is about paying attention to your insight, you know, working with your third eye chakra in connection with your root chakra, grounding, you know. So to me, like a big part of that is like, you know, embracing the unknown, embracing the things that, you know, strike us as mysterious, and letting that like kind of not shake us. So as things move along and there's things that, you know, maybe don't make sense or that you have a feeling of uncertainty, you know, you need to trust that the outcome is going to be you know, that you're going to be fine no matter what, you know. So, okay. So I feel like, you know, working with both of those chakras can be very helpful. You can do that using crystals, like maybe something like red jasper on the root chakra and lapis lazuli on the third eye is what I would recommend. What are you getting, Dex?
Well, you know, I've been looking at this while you're talking. You pretty much covered it all, you know. Things are showing up, you know, talking about Tina's situation. It's, you know, real obvious things like, you know, the Two of Pentacles, the kind of the juggling act she's going through, the Ten of Wands indicating, you know, she's got maybe too many irons in the fire, you know, a little overburdened. But there is a windfall in the wind, you know, it's like on its way, you know, the Six of Pentacles shows up. And I really think that she's going to have some really good, you know, turn of fortune soon. And I don't know what form that's going to take. You know, it could be a repayment or a loan coming through or winning the lottery. You know, I mean, it could be a host of different things, you know, getting the job. I mean, you know, it could be a lot of different things, but it's a very positive outcome, and it's kind of like the central focus card that I'm getting here. But I'm also getting cards talking about nurturing, the nurturing energy. It's interesting because it's the sixth day today.
Yeah.
Which is all about
nurturing. And
I
got the Six of Swords, and you get the Six of Pentacles. It's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's that six energy again, you know. And also the cards are talking about getting in touch or reconnecting or more focus on your artistic abilities and healing arts. The healing arts is showing up. So I don't know if that rings true for you or makes any bells go off.
I spoke to my supervisor about a promotion, and she said it would revisit this new year. So.
Oh, that's so funny, because that's what I was getting. I was getting 10 days to 10 weeks. It was, you know, in that time frame, and
okay.
That would put us into the new year. Yeah, that might be the windfall, getting the promotion.
Huh.
But, you know, I feel like we're talking or the cards here that I have are talking about two separate things. You have that windfall, but then it's also giving you some advice that you should be reconnecting with healing modalities or artistic expression, something like that on the side, not related to your current job.
Okay.
So give that some thought. Just sit
about
with that. When you're working. Yeah, when you're working on the chakras, you know, as Mary's describing, just you know, sit with that for a while and see what comes through. Okay.
Okay, we'll do.
Thanks
awesome.
For the call, Tina. You're gonna have to call back in and tell us, you know, if the windfall comes through, and you get that promotion or whatever it ends up actually being. It might be something completely different. We don't know. Awesome. And by the way, you know, we talked about coming out of the psychic closet a little, Mary, and
yeah.
I said how it's, you know, different layers, like, you know, maybe you just, there's folks that need to even get going with working with their psychic abilities, their intuition, some of you might want to do it professionally, some of you just want to do it for yourself and with friends, and you know, you can learn to do what we do with the numerology and the tarot. And we have a great course, Tarot by the Numbers, that teaches both simultaneously. So you get a foundation in tarot and numerology on our sister site, tarotguild.org. And go check that out. Mary's the VP for certification, and I've been president of Tarot Guild for 14 years. I can't believe it's been 14 years, Mary. Since 2004.
Wow.
Insane.
That's amazing.
Insane. Love it. And we just redid the memberships, and, you know, we have packages that come, you know, with the courses or without. If you're already a professional and you want a professional membership, you can get that, and it comes with your certification at the certified tarot reader level. There's different levels which you can read about by clicking certification on the website, tarotguild.org. But we have these packages. We have the professional package. We have a student package with my course. We've got the certified angel practitioner course package, which includes my course and Maria's course. And three certifications, membership in the IAP, membership in the Tarot Guild, all included. And we've got a fourth option that I put on there, Mary, and that's if they want to join us as a host on Psychic Talk Radio. They can join us
awesome.
As a host. It's $47 a month. And what you get with this option is you also get your membership in the Tarot Guild and your certified tarot reader certification. And you get to hit the pavement running. You know, talk about coming out of the psychic closet and hanging out your shingle. It's I call it the radio host business in a box, because you get all the elements. Yeah, you get the certification, membership in a professional organization, and join us every week on a show here on Psychic Talk Radio and get your name out there. You also get a page on psychictalk.net, psychictalk.net/your name, like Mary's is /Mary and mine is /Dax. So psychictalk.net/Mary, psychictalk.net/Dax. And there's another option explained on that page that if you do want to get the course as well, the student package is $197. We're taking $100 off. So you're only going to be charged $97. And then $47 a month if you go with that option. So there's like four or five different packages and options available to you. Go over to tarotguild.org, tarotguild.org/join, and check that out. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got time for a couple more calls. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you know, one thing that just came to mind while you were talking about the different things is that just how helpful it can be to join an organization like the Tarot Guild, or, you know, to connect with other people that, you know, may really understand, have the best, you know, possible chance of understanding what you're going through if you are just now, like, coming out of the psychic closet. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, we do not live in a community where, you know, we don't live in a village of tarot readers. I would love to live in a village of tarot readers. That would be kind of really cool. You know, can you imagine? That would be so much fun. But, you know,
it's like living in Sedona or Salem.
Exactly, right? You know, most of us do not. And so, you know, we may not have anybody in our immediate, like, social circle that even comprehends what we're talking about. We might not have people that are that actually understand or know much about the tarot, or know much about crystals, or know much about scrying or pendulums or whatever your flavor is, you know, and it really helps to be able to connect with people that are going to get you, you know, while you're, you know, coming out to, you know, the people that are important in your life, you know, you have like support there.
Well, a lot of people, you know, their first contact with others, like-minded people, was joining the Tarot Guild. And of course, we're doing that through these radio shows too. Charlotte, who's often, in fact, she's in the chat room right now. She's often listening. And she said that she was on the show yesterday. She called in. And after the show, you know, after the show, the last thing she said was she mentioned that, you know, thanks so much for creating this space where we can all come together, you know, on a daily basis and talk about these topics and get with in the chat room with other people that are like-minded and talk about things and meet them and then talk to them off, you know, when we're off air, you know, through the Facebook group, you know, and things like that. The Tarot Guild's Facebook group is over 2,500 people I have that backwards. 5,200 people. 5,000 people, folks. You know, it's you're going to find it like, I think you can just type in Tarot Guild and look for the group. I think there's a page, too, that we don't use anymore. But another way, I think, is if you just type in tarotguild.org/Facebook, we'll take you right over there. And then Psychic Talk has one as well. Several hundred people in that one. And that one is psychictalk.net/Facebook. We'll take you right over there. So join our Facebook groups. Also, the IAP has one with a few thousand people on it that are into, you know, the angelic work. And it's called Angelic Realms, that group. You know, I think it's angelpracticeners.com/Facebook. So, you know, join our groups, you know. And also, over the years, I'm really excited, you know, about what's going on with the network. And it's growing, like, by leaps and bounds. And what I've noticed, Mary, is, you know, you and I, we've been in contact with literally thousands of tarot readers because of the Tarot Guild. And the folks that I've noticed that, you know, have had the most success and really been able to blossom are the ones that, you know, they joined the Tarot Guild, and the next thing you know, they were getting onto the radio shows as hosts, like Maria and like you, you know, and that's kind of why I, you know, put that offer on the tarotguild.org/join page, because you can just join the guild as a professional member, get your certification. If you want to learn tarot and numerology and other psychic development, you know, you can take one of the, you know, sign up for one of the student packages. But my reasoning about putting the radio host business in a box offer on there is because I really think that's when people shine, is when they join us on radio. And so I wanted to kind of I don't know how to say it, Mary, but kind of, you know, push that,
give
concept,
that option,
you know.
Yeah,
you know, give that,
give
option,
them that
and
option.
Say, hey, yeah, you know, it's another option, you know. Not everybody wants to do radio or can do radio, but it's really been awesome for those of our members that have done that. So I figured, why not have a package? Yeah. Awesome.
It's a great idea.
I think we have time. Right. I think we have time for another call or maybe two. If we don't get to your call, remember, you can call in on tomorrow's show. You can call in on Monday's show. I'll be back on Wednesday, Friday, and the Tuesday show and the Thursday show are on hiatus right now. Also, the other Friday show, Goddess Guidance, is on hiatus, and they're all supposed to be coming back in January. And then, of course, Mary and I will be back next Saturday.
Yes,
so
we
plenty
will.
Plenty of shows to call in on. It looks like area code 850 has been holding the longest. Thanks for holding in, you know, hanging in there and holding on. What's your name? Where are you calling from, 850?
Oh, hi. My name is Sheila. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi.
Did you say Sheila?
Hi.
You're kind of low.
Yes.
I can't. I'm not.
Oh.
Okay. I'm having
is
trouble hearing you. So get a little closer to the mic.
Yeah.
Oh, much better.
Okay.
What do you want to chat about, hon?
It's work related. There's, you know, there's I'm having some problems at work, and I want to know when it's going to be all over.
Hmm. When the problems are going to be over, right? Not the work.
Right.
When will the problems be over? When will they be over? Oh, my God. It's so
it
showing
seems
up
like
in
it's
the cards,
one after
Mary.
The other one.
Yeah, you know, like I'm getting the Five of Cups, which is literally the crying over spilt milk card, you know, and three of the cups have tilted over. You know, this is these, you know, multiple things that have happened. But if you just turn around, there's those two upright cups still sitting there, still with their contents. You know, it's a card of kind of wanting you to reframe, you know. Right after that's the Ten of Swords, you know, so the defeat, failure, misfortune, you know. It's also the ending of a cycle and the beginning of a new cycle, though.
Okay.
And the Eight of Swords shows up, and eight is the number of abundance, which is a good sign. But in the Eight of Swords, she's surrounded by all these swords. And remember, swords are just thoughts and ideas, you know? And so she's surrounded by all these thoughts and ideas. She's bound up and has a blindfold on. And you may be feeling kind of closed in right now, you know? But the thing about it is if you look real closely, all she has to do is wriggle her body, and the bonds are going to fall right off of her. And she can reach up and take the blindfold off and see that there's an easy path between the swords. So a lot of it has to do more with you. You know,
well,
more
I
with
mean,
you.
Yeah. I mean, there are things that's going on, but I mean.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, there's things going on that you know, it's not my fault. But see, the thing is, however, that we all do have free will and control. You know, what do we put our focus on? If we focus on the negativity, the lack, we draw more of it in. So we are responsible even when we're not responsible for everything that's happening per se. We draw more of it in by where we're putting. You know, focus has been a theme running through this show, Mary, that with a lot of the callers, it's focus, you know. What are you getting, Mary?
Well, another theme of the show for me has been the Five of Swords, and that's the first thing that comes up. I'll tell you, it's so weird, right? It's like just crazy. So, I know, right? It's just nuts. And anyways, but look, you know. So yeah, the struggle that's been going on. You know, are there? Is this something that involves like three people, you know, like if we, from your perspective, because I'm getting threes a lot too. And, you know, a lot of what the Dax was saying, I feel like, you know, it comes up here with the Nine of Swords. The Nine of Swords is like that card of, you know, it's like when we're, sometimes things seem so worrisome, and we can get so you know, like we can almost get like a sense of anxiety about it, like it's keeping us up at night. It's like, oh my gosh, when is this ever going to end? Like, when does this kind of, you know, when does the cloud lift off, right? The dark cloud that kind of seems to be there. And you know, it's interesting because it is a when question that you asked, you know. And I'm getting all these threes with the Three of Wands, which to me is saying like, okay, you know, we do need to like deal with what's real here and just kind of, you know, take a step back and assess a bit. But it's also kind of like, you know, waiting, you know, like there's going to be a little bit of a wait before things get better. The Fool card is overlooking everything else. So it's, you know, that to me is like a great card to have in this kind of situation, because it's like, look, you know, anything's possible, you know, anything can happen. The Fool asks us to like take that leap of faith and kind of trust in the universe. And then look, we end with the Three of Cups, where, hey, we have a reason to celebrate. We're happy. There's a sense of friendship and goodwill, you know, is where we wind up with this. Is this something that like, you know, by the time March rolls around, you know, we're feeling like much better about everything and things are going more smoothly? I think there's a good chance of that.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. Yeah.
It seems like almost every week something's happening. So that's a long time to me.
Yeah. It you know, look, March is
a long time.
Like it's, but like I said, with the Fool card, you know, anything, it's got that, you know, the Fool has got that spontaneous energy. Like anything's possible. It could happen, you know, anything could happen at any time. But it does ask us to, like, you know, trust in the universe that things are going to work better. And, yeah, I think by March, things are going to be much better. Things could happen between now and then that are improvements. But with that Nine of Swords, it's like we've got to shift our, you know, you got to find a way to shake it off, regardless of what is happening. You can't let that throw you off center. You know, you can't let that throw you off balance. You know, when you have like a bad experience at work that, you know, just kind of you know, gets your goat, you know, or kind of gets to you, and why did I have to experience that? What, why did that have to happen? You know, that might be a good time to, you know, do some grounding, do some centering, take, you know, take a breath in, take a breath out, and, you know, realize that you're okay, you know?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Yeah. Hey, all this is easier said than done, right? Especially when we're in the midst of things. Yeah.
Right. And yeah, just, you know, it's sometimes it's difficult when you just walk down a hall and be accused of something.
No,
it's
horrible.
Really weird.
It's horrible. Yeah. And I think that's what that, what's that Five of Swords is about. It's like, you know, are people pushing your buttons? You know, or are people like kind of like, you know, do you feel like you're being pushed to the edge a little bit, you know, like, okay, like back off, everybody, back off, you know?
Yeah, it's really weird. It's like a real weird environment of energy. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I asked, like, are there like three people, like three key energies kind of creating this environment? I don't know. That might be something for you to think
right
about
now,
later. Like,
right now it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's other people involved, too, and it's like, I'm just trying to do my job.
Yeah,
you know,
it's hard.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call, Sheila.
It's
going to
get better.
You're welcome.
It's
going to
get better. And I think it's all about, you know, where we put our focus, and it's hard. I mean, how can you not focus on that kind of stuff when it's happening and repetitious, you know, not just one thing happening, but like seems like a string of things, you know? But
and how about this crazy Five of Swords, like even before the show started, and now it's come up in two readings. It's like, wow. You know,
well, I kind of like it when things like that happen, you know, because what it shows you that, okay, this is beyond, it's beyond coincidence. It's synchronicity. It shows you that this, you know, that there's something really there, you know, and I like the confirmation of it. You know, I think Charlotte was saying in the chat room about, she loves how excited we get over certain cards and things like that. And I said, it's the confirmation. It's that, you know, the universe saying, yeah, you know, this is not coincidence. This is actually happening, you know. And speaking
it's
of Charlotte,
happening.
Charlotte has a crystal question, and she's calling in, and she happens to be next caller. So we're going to bring Charlotte on. Are you there, Charlotte?
Yes, of
Hello?
Course I'm here.
There she
Hi.
Is.
Hi.
Hello. Okay, so I'm jumping right in because I know time's short. So at the recommendation of somebody who I trust and who knows a lot about crystals, I ordered a couple of golden healers.
Oh, yeah.
And because one, you know, one is just never enough. But so one is supposed to be a Lemurian record keeper point. And the other one is a Lemurian Devic Temple Dolphin Crystal.
Yes.
Can you tell me how, like, best to use those? And you weren't on the show yesterday, but we kind of decided it made me my purpose in life was to be in the woo world, you know? And
right.
Hello.
Hence, I'm back again today. So I would love to know how to best use those. And I'm going to be selfish right now to help me the most, and then also to help other people. And if that is too big of a topic to cover in this,
I totally appreciate that. Well, look, you know, the thing that's interesting about the Lemurian quartzes and actually all crystals really is that, you know, where do we start, right? We just got these crystals. Did you cleanse them, cleanse the energy of them, that kind of thing? You know, there's a variety of ways to do that. But I always recommend, like, you know, do it the way that you do it. You know, whether that's just running it through incense, putting it in a bowl of dead sea salt. You know, there's a lot of different ways, and it's not wrong. What it is about is you feeling this does it, you know. It's mm-hmm. about how we feel about it, where we don't question it, you know. So whatever mm-hmm. method that works for you, where you feel like, okay, now I've cleansed my crystal. And we do it. We work so much with intention when we work with crystals. The way that mm-hmm. I always like to start with a new crystal is to really get adjusted to the energy of it. And how do we do that? Well, maybe we, one at a time, you know, like mm-hmm. say you choose one of them, maybe you choose the Lemurian Devic Temple Quartz, whichever one. Spend some time with it. Walk around with it in your pocket, you know, or, mm-hmm. You know, just spend some time looking at it, examining it, you know. I don't know if you have like a jeweler's loop or like a little, you know, if you take like a little LED flashlight even and put it kind of behind the quartz and underneath it, then you can kind of see what the inclusions really look like. And a lot of times doing that is a way that we really connect with it, because we connect with the inner workings of the crystal, and mm-hmm. we can sit there using it like you would with maybe a candle. If you meditate, you know, some people do that where they'll focus on the candle light. You can mm-hmm. do that instead by focusing just on the quartz. But really keep it in your energy field. That's the best way to start connecting to a particular crystal, is like have it in your life. Welcome it to your life. You know, give it a mm-hmm. give it a special place to be. You know,
carry it around.
Give it a mm-hmm. you know, give it a home. You know.
Carry yeah. your pillow. Carry them around. You know.
Exactly.
Well, and I mean, because I have some other crystals, but I bought a Labradorite palm crystal.
Oh. Yeah.
And that thing, I mean, it literally was like, and I've never had a crystal react to me like this, but it was like, you need to pick me up. You need to pick me up now. And you need yeah. to have me with you. And that went on for probably 2 days, where it was like, don't put me down. So, and it was,
yeah.
I was like, okay, am I crazy? Or is this Labradorite
yeah.
really? And I haven't picked up my other ones out of the mailbox yet, so I can't see if I'm going to have that reaction or not. So that's why I was like, asking, you know, hoping you can give
yeah.
me some hints as to like,
Labradorite, it can be like that. You know, it's like, it's not your puppy, but it's kind of like a puppy sometimes. You know?
Exactly.
Right? It's
yeah.
like, oh, it's my Labradorite
and we
puppy.
Hear the puppy. And we hear the puppy in
yeah.
the background.
Sorry.
Yeah, but,
hey,
you know.
Burns, be quiet.
On cue.
And,
I mean, it was like
yeah.
on cue.
Isn't that funny? But, you know, with the,
see, the dog
with the
knows.
New ones, when, yeah, when you get, like, your new one, work with them, your new stones, work with them one at a time. And the other thing, too, is that you learn through that process, like, how much of the energy you can handle at a time. You may find
oh.
some stones, like for me with, like, meteorites, like, certain meteorites, like, you know, like, I have, like, some Nantan meteorites from China that, you know, I can be around. And I can be around for a period of time, and everything's groovy. But if there's other ones that I can't hold on to for more than like a couple minutes, or I start to get a headache, which is really
oh, wow.
odd. So you're going to
wow.
notice like physical sensations. You're going to notice all those different things. And so my theory on this is that every stone that we work with, you know, it has a chemical composition, right? It
mm-hmm.
also has
mm-hmm.
a particular crystalline structure to it, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a chemical composition and a crystalline structure in a sense. We have a skeletal structure for sure. You know, so what it is like sometimes we connect with stones because there's this basic like compatibility. And some stones
we
feel
have
more
drawn. Well,
we
have energy fields too.
Exactly, and so do crystals. You know, you have that show coming up that you with Angela talking about the aura thing. You know, they've done those kind of experiments with crystal skulls and photographed their auras. So, I mean, there's really kind of fascinating things about it. But, you know, like, look, a lot of stones have, like, magnesium in them or, you know, all these different chemicals that we have in our own body. So sometimes we're drawn to them, and sometimes we feel like we're being helped or we're being healed by them. And I think a lot of times it's that that relationship to the chemicals within ourselves relating to the chemicals within the crystals and saying we need more of that, or I don't need that much of that, or I can't handle this, or I really want a lot of this and I want to be with this all the time. So you're going to find that experience. And then when you take it to the next level, like you take it to the next level when you start working with record keepers and David Temple quartzes, you know, that shifts the ball game a lot. And then it's about how much information do you want at one period of time? Will it talk to you? Where do you fit on all of this? Yeah, they keep the records. Yeah, they store information. Are we supposed to access it? You know, that's something that we discover. We get let in to a certain extent with some crystals, and other crystals it's like the door's wide open, and other ones it's like we just get to look through the window. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, enjoy the journey.
Well, okay, so I did do, and if I'm taking up too much time, just tell me, but I did do a little bit of research, and, like, I was trying to figure out what the difference was between the dolphin crystals and the not dolphin, because I actually think my Himalayan quartz is also a dolphin, but when I bought it, I didn't know anything about that. It was just that I actually could be in the store and pick that out. I live quite remotely, so most of my stuff has to be purchased online, but I was in a store and could pick out my Himalayan crystal, and I think it is a dolphin also, but is there something special about those?
You know, it depends, because, like, what happens a lot of times is that, you know, some names, right, that we get for different crystals can be, you know, trademark names, that kind of thing. The idea of a dolphin crystal, right, is that, you know, it's like riding alongside another crystal. You know what I mean? So it kind of gives, you know, that's kind of why they use the name dolphin, you know, and there can be differences. One of them or both of them could be double terminated. You know, you usually have like a, you know, the crystals are aligned in the same direction and one looks like it's sort of like riding alongside of it, you know. So, you know, they're usually, you know, but they, you know, they form that way naturally. You know, it's not like when you get a crystal carved in the shape of a dolphin, actually, right?
Exactly, right. Yeah.
And you know, they're really, you know, there's they're great. They're great stones. You know, you may sense, you know, a sense of like playfulness with them, or like you feel like it wants to share with you. You can feel like it being nurturing. You can really feel like the energy more, I think, in some of these. But like if you were to use like a dolphin as like a personal, you know, they're great. Like they're great for teachers. You know, anyone who's like trying to share information or teach, because they just naturally bring that energy along, right? You know, because it's like,
and
it's
speaking
not.
Speaking of that, great
like
question, Charlotte. Great question. You know, you're going to have to call in on Mary's show on the 5th of January, the Crystal Davis show.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
Oh, because by then I will have, because I'm going to run. Again, like I said, I live remotely, so my mailbox is clear down at the end of my lane. I will have picked it up by then, and I will have played it play does it bite in? What day is the 5th? Please tell me it's not a Wednesday.
A Saturday.
Yeah,
it's always on a Saturday. The first Saturday of every month is the Mystical Amusing Show. So cool.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling in with your questions. This is cool.
Yeah,
I love talking to crystals.
I have way more. Like carnelian is my next one, but I know that I have used up more than my fair share of time. But I'm just gonna keep. I swear, I've got a book, and I'm just like, I just have started now writing questions down. Because, you know, I hate to announce this to everybody in the world, but finances are a little bit short. And so any bit of help that I can get this way from you beautiful people helps me so much. And I just am so grateful that you guys are generous enough to offer your time and your advice like this. It's it means a lot to me.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, I know that it makes us feel really good to know that people are connecting with what we have to share. Right, Dax?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting because it's like 2 days in a row where Charlotte was in the chat room and she said, oh, by the way, I called in. And, you know, when it's my turn, because we take the calls in the order that they come in, you know, I got this question or I got that question. And 2 days in a row now, it's like I go to the switchboard and look for her area code. And sure enough, she's like the next caller. That's pretty
cool.
How
funny.
Yeah. That angel's looking out for me, I think.
Yes. Well, thanks, Charlotte. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll talk to you again soon. And speaking of angels, you know, tomorrow is Angelic Realms. And it's a fascinating topic, you know, the sound healing. Sharona Rapsik be on there with me and our guest, Elizabeth Tomlin. And we'll be back next week, though. I want to thank all of our listeners and callers and you, Mary.
Oh,
it was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Dax. It was. Thanks, everybody. This is cool.
Absolutely. Bye, everybody. We're way over, so we got to get going. But bye, Mary, and
bye,
listeners, bye, callers, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Dax.
Bye,
everybody.